Citizens Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, broadcasting live from the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, playing all across the network, taking your phone calls from wherever you are today, 844-967-2789. Next up's going to be Penny from Minneapolis. Penny, are you listening on AM 950?
I sure am, and this is such a great question. I'm going to repeat this to a lot of my friends. I think that's a brilliant question on your part. I just wanted to say, not only was he Putin's puppet in Helsinki, denying involvement in the election, but do recall, after he fired Comey, he was in the Oval Office with those Russian guys laughing about it.
The Sergis.
I think that was pretty horrendous. Yes, remember
and
that?
And we learned about the Sergi meeting, not from Trump, but from the right. Sergis, from Russia.
Right. So what a precursor to what's going on everywhere with Putin. Thank you, Trump. Seriously.
Now, do you think somewhere out there, somewhere, Pootie Poot's got a tape of Donald Trump at the Four Seasons in Moscow?
You really wonder, don't you? There's got to be something.
I'm not clear if he's sexually compromised, although I certainly think there's, you know, with all the sexual assault allegations here domestically, it wouldn't shock me if he did something of a sexual nature. But I've always been very, very clear that he effectively was a receiver of laundered Russian money. And it's never been a doubt in my mind that he's been financially compromised to Russia and the oligarchs thereof, including Putin, probably.
He wouldn't care about the sex, just like he doesn't care now. You know, he could have raped 1,000 women. He'll always deny it. But I think the money, follow the money. I think you've got it right there, the money.
Well, Penny, it's always follow the money. That's what they said about Watergate. Appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. More Minneapolis-based listeners, specifically Columbia Heights. It looks like it's Terry. Terry, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, Crudy, I listen to your show religiously because, and I'm sad they took you down to 1 hour from 2 hours.
That was me. That has nothing to do with my good friend Chad and KTNF and the good people there. No, they didn't reduce my time. I shifted my time in deference to my own local affiliate here that I own, Terry.
Okay. Well, now why I call. First of all, I've got to set the record straight. You do not have any Trump DNA in your body. And I can prove that because you have a brain.
Well, I don't think Trump's stupid. I know he's often accused. I don't think he's stupid.
But he doesn't use his brain like a normal person should. And I mean, I've listened to you ever since you came on AM 950. And you are one of the most level-headed people that talk on this radio. And level head is not what Trump has. And I think that, you know, everything he does, you know, it's going to come around. A friend of mine was just talking to me about this yesterday, and he said, why aren't they doing it? Well, I've worked for several attorneys, and attorneys, when they're going after somebody, they want to make sure every T is crossed and every I is dotted, because if they start to pull something, you know, they accuse somebody, they don't want them to get off on a technicality. And you know what's going to hit the fan pretty damn soon.
Well,
I believe, just like if they got the DNA, I believe, like the other caller, that there would be so many pings after his DNA goes in that, you know, there'd probably be more lawsuits and he'd go broke just paying off the people that have kids by him, you know?
Oh, come on. You know, Terry, you know damn well he ain't paying the child support.
I know. Yeah, well, you know, well, you said look at Eric and Donald Jr. You know, I personally, and Ivanka, his daughter is, she's a attractive woman. She's, you can't admit it. And it's got to be somebody else's daughter because she doesn't look anything at all like Trump.
Well, she looks like her mother. She's had lots of cosmetic surgery, Terry. And here are the ways I'm like Trump. A, I'm a little bit of a wheeler dealer. B, I'm always entirely undercapitalized. And C, I am the ratings machine. That was for you, Fancy. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in before my fine in-studio guest right here in the Shaw, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, our good friend, joining me next. CJ, you're up now, though. What's your grievance? Hey, CJ. Come on, man. Play along. There you are, man. How you doing?
Hey, brother. Hey, that was
not you. Let me clarify. CJ from Beaver Dam, the good CJ. Yeah,
the good one.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You might want to consider changing initials.
This, don't even get me started there. So, this little yellow rain shower that he had at the Four Seasons in Moscow.
Allegedly.
Once he got blindfolded, I guarantee you it was that 5-foot Putin that got up on top of the bed.
So you think Pootie Poot was in the
That's
room?
That's the video that nobody's seen yet.
Yeah, that would be compromising, wouldn't it, CJ?
The golden shower came from Putin.
Between his efforts to what? It was like the Miss Universe contest. I believe it was 2013, and then they jammed the U.S. chess championship in at the Trump Tower, like Trump gave a damn about chess. Well, that was just a way to influence him. The Russians have a long game, and Donald Trump's a guy who always needs more capitalization. So, you know, they can compromise him readily and, you know, have some of their oligarch buddies overpay for a little commercial real estate and bail his ass out just when he needs it. And it's almost like he owes him a favor, though.
Even though he almost died in a plane crash the other day, my dad said, thank God he didn't die. I said, I thank God he didn't die. I don't want to see him dead. I want to see him in jail.
Yeah. We certainly don't want to see him martyred, do we, CJ? You'd have Trump shrines all across the nation. You know, like Trump on a cross, Trump on a truck.
You already have literally all those things. All you had to do is go look at the trucker convoy or even the arms of the people who are driving him. I guarantee you one of them has Trump on a cross with, like, Roger Stone and everybody as, like, the apostles at the foot.
Do you think you have Trump-branded DNA tests, though? Do you think those exist?
I would not put it past him to start marketing it and then have it fail.
Come back with us. It's the only DNA trust that Donald Trump will take and submit to a court of law. It's got to be Trump DNA test only, you know, because it doesn't work. It's completely inaccurate, and that's the way he likes it.
And all it does is say, you're not the father. You should pay for your own kid.
Now, is that the Trump test or is that the Rojo test? You know, it's not society's problem. Come back with us. Fine guest here in the Shaw with me. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santel. You're going to want to stick around.
Suburban women, will you please like me?
I leave the politics to other people.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
He was literally breathing down my neck. My skin crawled.
But especially the women made me feel good.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off